ROEs were supposed to try to do this on their own, to try, and counties were supposed to do this on their own and try and get this down from 44 ROEs down to 35. And on their own, counties have gotten it down to 37, mm-hmm. which is why we're back to why it's been turned back over to the Illinois State Board of Education. Mm-hmm. So your concern right now is that they follow the wishes of what your county has, you know, the counties in your area have already agreed to, mm-hmm. and have this four-county region rather than grouping you with another four counties also, yeah. and make it an eight-county region.
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, you said the right thing to begin with. The law gave the authority to the counties first, and then if they couldn't realign to 35, then the next entity that controls the realignment to 35 ROEs goes to the State Board of Education. So, and that you've summarized that very well. There is 30. Our counties went ahead and did that exactly what, and they went ahead and realigned. Our two county office fell below the population number. We worked with another two counties to move above it. We hope that the State Board of Ed, when they look to create the 35 offices, that they would honor the locally elected officials in our region. The law gave them the authority to pass a resolution. We hope that they would honor that.
You've already gone from two to four under mm-hmm. your plan. If you or whoever is the regional superintendent had mm-hmm. to service eight or nine counties in the region, what challenges would that pose?
Well, it'd be obviously pretty immense in the fact of geography-wise, you know, a lot more miles to cover, a lot more school districts to service, a lot more communities to service. The office would have to have multiple locations. You could not house it in one spot. You'd have to have multiple places. And then the cost of running an operation of that size, it would increase. And some of those costs are pushed back to the county. The counties, by statute, are responsible for the basic infrastructure cost of an ROE. Usually it's office space, basic office supplies, usually a couple of three office employees just to cover the basic duties. Beyond that, then it's up to the regional offices to add more staff, depending on grants, whatever funds they so choose. So, to service all of these schools in a large geographic area, the basic infrastructure cost is obviously going to increase exponentially, and so those costs are going to relate back to the counties. Now, to avoid that, in our consolidation with Fulton and Schuyler, we worked very hard with the county board chairman of those four counties, knowing that just increasing from two to four counties was going to cost some. So we worked pretty hard in forming some type of an intergovernment agreement that the costs were not going to exceed any certain amount. We knew that Mr. Demler and I, the regional superintendent Fulton Schuyler, we put together some type of proposal on what the office may look like as far as structure and what it would cost, and we gave that to the counties. The counties, they knew that the cost might increase on this. They didn't want to see any, obviously, more increase in expenses to the county budget, so we worked pretty hard in formulating some intergovernment agreement so that it would not. We feel pretty proud that we came to a nice agreement on that, and all the counties agreed to it, overwhelmingly, by the way.
And if you were grouped together in a large geographic area, you said you'd have to, I guess, have satellite offices. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sort of defeat the purpose of this consolidation, which is to have all the services combined to start with?
Yeah, really, where the savings comes from is on the state side. There's no savings that comes on the local side. This is an agreement that came from the consolidation, the Regional Office of Education Streamlining Commission that was formulated a couple of years ago that I was fortunate to serve on. Really, what it came to, it was it started from our salaries. Our salaries were taken out of a state fund, and then it was transferred over to a corporate personal property tax fund. That was not well liked by a lot of people. It continues to this day, our salaries being taken out of that fund. So really, they wanted to decrease that dependency from the state funds. So the agreement came from between 44 regions to 35. So really, the only savings are coming from is the regional superintendent's salaries on nine decreased positions. And so they're really minimal, little to no savings from the county side. All the only savings are coming from is from the state, and again, it's only minimal at that. So.
Yeah, and then what services, can you give an example of a few services that mm-hmm. regional superintendents provide?
Sure. I mean, you know, the list is pretty immense, to be honest with you. A lot of it's just small. A lot of small little compliance issues that we do with school districts, but that is one of our big duties is we are the compliance office for the school districts. Legislation passes laws, that mandates all kinds of duties on the schools. Who checks on that? Well, that's our mandatory duties. We also train all the bus drivers in our entire region with annual refresher courses and initial trainings. We operate a number of grant programs that we have picked up through our office. This office picked up a great deal more than some other ones, which is why the size of our agency is much greater than some others. We also operate our Safe Alternative Schools. We have two locations for our Safe Alternative Schools. They are one here in Macomb and one in Carthage. They service both our two counties. We have a number of grant. We have a preschool grant program. We have an early beginnings prevention initiative programs. We have a number of programs that we work with school districts, including a lot of professional development. We all have heard the Common Core coming out. We've been working very closely with a lot of school districts to try to train the schools on what the changes are going to be in relation to Common Core on specific subjects. So we work a lot with our school districts on professional development of training administrators and teachers on that.
And you do this for all the school districts, public mm-hmm. school districts in your region, mm-hmm. which are costs and tasks that mm-hmm. the school districts would have to handle if there was no regional office.
Yeah, one of the things that we try to say in our office is that we try to regionalize things to decrease the cost. We try to, consolidate a lot of the services. For instance, each school, they know that they're going to have to pay a lot of money to train the teachers or whatnot. Well, we can do that in a regional cost benefit where, we might bring someone in to do all these trainings, but we'll do it here at the office or at a location where many school districts can be included on those trainings, where it obviously decreases the cost for the school districts because they don't have to individually bring it in. We could do it on a much greater scale here. And there's a number of other things that we do as an office to regionalize some of these things for cost savings purposes.
And it would be a challenge for your office or for any office if you had to handle. It's probably already a challenge to do two counties. You're looking mm-hmm. at going up to four, which is going to mm-hmm. present some new challenges. If you got much larger, how difficult would that be to provide those services?
Well, all I can say is it would be difficult. We currently do a lot already with services with Fulton and Schuyler County, so it wouldn't be that big of a change going from two to four. Matter of fact, as I stated in some of the letters that I've sent out to some of the community leaders, is that, we already have a number of grant programs that share those common boundaries of the four counties, including our vocational cooperative, our special ed cooperative, our purchasing cooperative, a number of other grant programs. We already share these. So when you expand that now to an 8 or a 7 or 8, we don't know what estimates. All we know is it would increase costs.
And this all needs to be taken care of soon because elections are coming up and these new regions will need to elect the regional superintendent, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We're on the same timeline format for elections as, say, the governor, for instance. However, there was a slight change in the election laws for the regional superintendent, and it was based on this timing. The regional superintendent now has until, I think it's like later in December, when they have to file their petitions for the election, which then will be on the primary ballot in the spring of 2014, which then the general election is the fall of 2014. Now, the difference is in our office, our positions take effect the July 1st after the election. So we're going to be elected in fall of 2014, and then the individual doesn't really take office until July 1st of 2015. So that's when this realignment officially take effect, will be the beginning of the next term, which would be July 1st of 2015.
All right. Anything else you think people should know about this?
No, I just think that, we hope that, our counties did put a lot of work in working to some type of agreement and consolidation agreement, and we met all the parameters of the law. We just hope that all the work and all this time that the counties did to meet the law will be honored by the State Board of Ed. As I've said before, if they don't, it would certainly dismiss all the hard work the local elected officials did, and it would be a kind of a slap in the face to local governance, which is what the law allowed. The law allowed the local people to decide how the region should be. I hope that the State Board of Ed would honor that.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.